News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's heading to Turkey for a NATO summit that starts Tuesday, and Charles Deledesma reports pressure is being applied to the allies.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has made clear allies must put forward clear, concrete and credible plans to reach the organisation's spending targets. He says European allies and Canada are expected to invest $258 billion more in defence in 2025 and this year. The meeting comes at a crucial time for the alliance, with the US scaling down its security role in Europe. Washington has been pressing allies to shoulder more of the spending burden. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Russia launched another massive barrage on Ukraine ahead of the summit, killing at least 22 in and around Kyiv. New federal data show a steep drop in Affordable Care Act enrollment after enhanced subsidies expired in January. Ohio and Oklahoma each lost nearly a third of their enrollees over the past year. New Mexico was the exception, gaining 14% as it replaced lost federal subsidies with state funds. And Lisa Dwyer reports there are new allegations about a Senate candidate.
A woman who previously dated Maine Senate candidate Graham Platner says he drunkenly forced her to have sex after she told him to stop in 2021. Jenny Rassicot told Politico that she'd been in an on-and-off relationship with Platner, but cut off contact after that night and told him the incident was not consensual. Platner posted a video on his social media campaign account saying,
"Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically false."
Platner has canceled a number of town halls.
"Regardless of the inaccuracy of the reporting, but mindful the political reality will inflict, we are taking the time to reflect on the best path forward."
Platner is seeking to unseat Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. It's 100 years since Ernest Hemingway wrote his masterpiece on Spain's bull runs.
The San Fermín Festival in Pamplona keeps tour operator Bruce Anderson very busy.
Driven by the romance around Sun Also Rises and Death in the Afternoon.
Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises put Pamplona on the map. Bill Hillman read the book.
The time I was done with that book, I was going to be a writer and I was going to be a bull runner.
Hillman has struggled with bipolar disorder.
The thing that really kept me going through all those bad years was that I had an adventure waiting for me in Spain.
Actress Mariel Hemingway says identity, love, purpose, and how to rebuild after profound loss are themes that haven't ever changed.
That's what's great about my grandfather, is that he dealt with things that were profound and deep about human nature.
More than a million people visit Pamplona for the San Fermín Festival. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.